definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Relax. Just hear me out, okay?
Why on earth would we go down?
Because that's what we're here to do, isn't it? Look, as unsettling as this experience has been, we are in a new, untamed ecosystem at a depth that no one has ever explored before. And I think we have an obligation, as scientists, to continue to explore and collect data.
Okay, allow me to translate what you just said. Our doctor has just died from an infection caused by a deep sea monster. Our captain became violent and needed to be sedated. We're stuck in an unexplored, highly dangerous environment. We can't get through to mission control. We can't ascend to the surface. But don't worry about any of that. Let's all just dive even further into the abyss.
I'm just saying we...
What's happening?
I don't know. There was something I couldn't see and
what's going on?
We've hit something.
What?
I don't know. We're just getting knocked about.
By what?
Let me just try and...
Oh, God, we're turning around.
Oh, that's no good. My head is spinning.
Everything's spinning. For Christ's sake, Sam, get us out of this.
I don't know what to do.
Pilot the sub.
I'm trying.
Pull back.
Sam, we're against the wall here.
I'm sorry. I can't think.
Is that gin? Have you been drinking?
There's no room to maneuver. The walls are closing in.
We've got to go down.
Get Charlie.
No!
For God's sake, get Charlie!
Charlie, we need your help.
Hey, open up! For God's sake!
You locked me in my room? Really?
We've hit some kind of turbulence, and Sam's in no condition to pilot.
Yes, I picked up on all that. Might have been the ear-splitting alarms or the way the walls were shuddering.
But can't you go any faster?
Are you kidding me?
All right, Sam, I can take it from here.
Oh, thank Christ.
Virgil, activate computer-assisted descent. No? Okay, well, we'll just have to do this the old-fashioned way. Any idea what's causing the turbulence? Not more of our fishy friends, is it?
I thought maybe we dislodged some rocks. Jesus, can't you slow down?
Relax. If we hit anything at this speed, we'll be killed instantly. You won't feel a thing.
Why are you like this?
Oh God, is that smoke? Are we smoking? Has Virgil been damaged?
No, just a moment. I'm slowing to a stop. Okay, descent arrested.
You're sure nothing's broken?
Oh, look! Hydrothermal vents! That's where all the smoke is coming from.
So, we weren't being attacked by anything?
No, it was... it was my fault. When I saw the smoke, I panicked, drove us right into the side of the pit, and then the smoke was everywhere, and I thought, Christ, what if we're cooked or something?
Well, we're out of the frying pan now. It looks like the pit has opened up again, too.
Oh, my God. Look at it.
Wow. I've never seen a subterranean expanse like this. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's roomy, all right. Virgil, health check, please.
Attention. The backup oxygen supply has been damaged.
What?
No, it's okay. We've still got the SCOG.
The what?
We have an oxygen generator. The backup was... for emergencies.
Well, good thing we don't have any of those. Gah! Ah! Where did this broken glass come from?
Oh, God! This is all my fault! I'm such an idiot!
Come on, I'm taking you to sickbay.
But...
Now!
Hey, I'm the one with a bleeding hand!
Ugh, why don't you pour some whiskey on it and stitch it up yourself? Isn't that what you tough old sea captains do? Let's go, Sam.
So...
That was some good steering you did back there, Captain. Glad to have you back with us.
Yeah. Listen. Things got a little heated earlier between us. I mean, you know, I'm a man of action, of course, but that's no excuse for... Look, I know I can be a little standoffish at times, but I'm not too proud to say mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made.
That's right.
Well, thank you for getting that off your chest, Captain. It's really cleared the air.
Yes, well, let's take a look around, shall we?
A champagne toast is one thing, but drinking straight gin when you're supposed to be piloting a submarine?
It's pathetic, isn't it? I don't know what's wrong with me. The moment we began to descend, I started getting this feeling, this dread. I don't know, I just can't shake the feeling like there's something godless about this pit.
So you're self-medicating your anxiety with alcohol. You really think that's the answer?
Well, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound great, Doc.
I'm not your doctor, but I do want to help you get better. We need you to stay focused. What with contact with Mission Control being what it is, it's starting to look like we can only rely on each other down here.
It was supposed to be a little pick-me-up, you know? I mean, I don't have an excuse for... I just like gin!
Like? Or need?
Well, I've never had to go without it before, so I guess I don't know.
And how are you feeling right now? Still anxious?
I'll be honest with you, Marion, I've felt better. Oh, I think I'm already starting to get a hangover.
This can't happen again, Sam. No more drinking while we're down here, okay?
Yep.
I can give you something to help you sleep. It's really late. And you'll feel a lot better after you've rested.
Oh, man, look at you. Looking after me. Oh, God, I feel so helpless. What's the matter with me?
Is there anything I can get you, apart from gin? A book or something?
No. I think I'm going to have a little pray.
Pray? Oh, okay.
Sure, it's probably pointless. I mean... I doubt the big guy can hear us from all the way down here. Hell, I don't even know if he's listening at all, but...
Maybe the act itself will help.
Yeah. Thanks for not doing a Charlie and, you know, flipping out on me. You'd have every reason to. I nearly got us all killed back there.
It wasn't as bad as all that.
Well, thanks anyway. I owe you one. How about when we get out of this bottomless pit, I'll buy you dinner, make it up to you.
That's a very kind offer, Sam, but I'm not really looking for, I'm not interested in, any...
You're not interested in dinner?
In seeing anyone.
What? Oh, please, I have a boyfriend.
Oh. Oh, now I feel stupid.
Nah, you're all right. I think I'm going to do that praying now. You're welcome to join me.
I better get back to command module. Make sure Charlie and Marcus haven't killed each other.
Yeah, that's probably wise.
Good night, Sam.
Night, Doc.
You picking anything up?
There appears to be some kind of lair beneath us, like a cloud. It's blocking our view. I suggest we dip beneath it.
Uh-huh. Maybe let's finish taking a look around up here before we descend into the mysterious cloud.
Fine.
God, what time is it? Oh,
Jesus. Maybe it'd be a good idea if we all had a rest. I'm feeling burnt out.
I'm not. After all this excitement, there's no way I could sleep now. You go ahead, though.
No, that wouldn't be fair on you. I could stay awake. It's just...
This seat is awfully comfortable all of a sudden.
Ooh. This is Mission Control to Virgil. Do you hear me? This is Mission Control to Virgil. Do you hear me?
Laura?
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. We hear you.
Hey.
It's Laura.
Oh, thank God.
I am so sorry for the technical issues. There was some kind of interference. We lost communication. What happened? Are you okay?
I'll tell you what happened. This goddamn sub is a mind of its own. We're trapped down here. Virgil won't let us ascend.
Okay, just relax. This really isn't a problem, guys. Just a teeny tiny technical issue.
Are you fucking kidding me, Mentorn?
Listen, Virgil is designed to automatically rise to the surface after touching the bottom of the pit. Remember? We talked about this. It's kind of a straight down, straight back up again situation, you know? Keeping it bouncy. And there's like 100 countermeasures in place to ensure the sub doesn't get stuck down there, including a stripped back emergency manual mode if things get really bad, which they won't. This is just a little hiccup. Really, there's nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? Can you believe these people?
Laura, there has been a situation. Stephen is... He's gone.
I'm sorry, the line's not so good. What's wrong with Stephen?
He's dead! The sample we brought on board bit him and, from what I can tell, flooded his system with some sort of fast-acting venom. Within minutes, he passed away. Laura? Laura, are you there?
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. Can you hear me? All right. Well, new plan. We descend to the bottom of the pit, touch the ground, and... bounce back up again.
Seems sensible to me.
Okay, I guess that's better than staying put and just waiting for something to happen.
Alright, this is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. If you can hear us, we're beginning what will hopefully be our final descent. Oh yeah, just a heads up, it looks like we'll be going through some kind of thick, cloudy soup.
Like a thermocline?
Sure, yeah, or some sort of vast layer of monster eggs.
Cute.
Maybe leave the jokes to Sam. I hope this doesn't last. It's like a fog.
What was that? Did you see that?
What?
I'm sure I saw...
Aha! Look, yes! Look, I saw it that time! Like a little jellyfish, right? But perhaps we should pause a moment, see if we can... Blimey!
Yeah, looks like the cloud is clearing up a bit. I'm starting to see... Oh, wow.
My God. I've never seen such a diverse aquatic ecosystem. I'm lost for words. I don't know where to look.
Christ, it's like a party down here.
So this is where the fish have all been hiding.
This is incredible.
Bloody hell. That's the seabed.
What?
Attention. Seabed detected. Estimated arrival, 11 minutes.
We did it. We're about to reach the bottom of the bottomless pit.
Finally. I thought this would never end.
We need to stop.
I thought we were leaving the jokes to Sam.
I'm not joking. This layer of fog or gas, it's some kind of biological haven where organisms are able to flourish. We'd be stupid not to take a look around.
Marion's right. After everything we've been through, I don't think I'd be able to forgive myself if we didn't get something of value out of this expedition.
All right, fine. We'll stop for the night. I mean, what could go wrong, right?
I think I'll go have a lie down.
No, we need you.
What for?
To control the manipulators.
Why would we need to... You're not suggesting we bring anything else on board.
Of course I am. That's why we're here, isn't it? We need to collect samples so that Marcus and I can study the data in the lab.
Absolutely.
And you should do a vlog or something.
A what?
Well, as the celebrity, you're the face of this expedition, aren't you?
Have you lost your mind?
No, I'm trying to be pragmatic. Silly as it sounds, I think before I was having some kind of fight or flight reaction or something. But seeing the bottom of this pit, knowing that it's only 10 minutes away, well, I feel a lot calmer now.
But, Dr. Frame!
What happened to Stephen was... it's so painful, I don't want to think about it right now.
Yes, there will be a time to grieve. But not now. Because the fact of the matter is, we have a job to do.
Right. So let's do it.
That was Down, Part 10. Written by David Knight. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jansen, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, E.J. Martin as Laura Mentorn, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.